Good morning, everyone. My name is Tyler Thompson. I'm here from KDLG. I'm joined by Dee Dee Bennis and Marilyn Rosine. Good morning. Thank you for joining me today.
Good morning.
So today we're going to be talking about the census.
We're here today and appointed by the City of Dillingham, representing Dillingham's Complete Count Committee as co-chairs for 2020 to develop awareness within our community.
And our job is to help people understand the importance of the census, which is taken every 10 years in our country. And we've been doing it every 10 years since 1790. And it's basically, it's for statistical use. So we want everybody counted so that we know how many people are here, and that affects federal funding for many, many projects.
How does one go about filling out the census? How does the process work?
The surrounding villages in our region in Bristol Bay is going to start in late January and in early February. Dillingham is going to start off with our census takers dropping off the questionnaire in mid-March.
Once we receive those forms on our doors, there are three options. People may, for the first time, go online and fill out the census form. Basically, we're saying it's 10 questions, it'll take about 10 minutes, and the results last for about 10 years until the next census. So people can go online, and they can also call in and answer the questions over the phone, or they may fill out the form and mail it in. Those can all be done independently. Once those are sent in, then basically people are finished. If they choose not to or just don't get around to it, then later in April or May, then one of the census takers, or enumerators is the big word, will come to the home and ask if there's something that they can do to help fill out the form. And in the meantime, there are lots of resources for people to get answers to questions that they have. But one of the things that Dee Dee and I want to make sure people know about is to feel comfortable about the confidentiality of the responses that we give. Census takers take a lifelong oath to keep any information confidential. Quite frankly, those of us in Alaska who choose to apply for our PFDs, we give much more information to the state of Alaska on an annual basis, and the state uses that information. That's not the same as the census.
And through the partnership program and working with our tribes and the city and different entities in and around Dillingham, you'll be getting information about why the census is important. And it's important to note the data and the numbers that they're going to be collecting from the census that's going to happen. It's important for school, our child care, roads or highways, our health care, all the social services, economic development and jobs and nonprofits. I mean, that's just to list a few of the things that are important and why we all need to be counted. Confidentiality is key. They keep this information secured for what, Marilyn?
72 years.
Yeah, and that's interesting because one of the first things I was concerned about was the confidentiality and the nature of the questions asked. We know the questions and why they're asking them, so information and having this knowledge is key to making sure that everybody in Dillingham and in Alaska and in our region get counted for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. One group that is underreported are children. And so we will be working with Head Start and the schools and families to make sure that each child is counted. A child now who is 4 will be 14 at the next census. There's a lot of life that happens in those years and a lot of important resources that we want available for those children. So we will be working with making sure that people are comfortable and clear with this.
There's so much information that you can get out there on the website. We got all our information from Alaska Counts for the 2000 census at www.alaskacounts.org.
Are there other ways to access this information, say if someone weren't able to use the internet?
That's a really good question, Tyler. We do have some forms with information that we will have at the public library available. And we do have public access to the internet at the library, too. If you don't have a computer, the staff at the library will help you log on and get there.
Well, Dee Dee, Marilyn, thank you so much.
Thank you.